and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Matthew Olson, and I get all my pens from a very special website.
And it's me, it's your other co-host, Caitlin Beth, and I get my pens from Walgreens. So that's sort of where my pens come from. But
Caitlin, yeah. There's got to be some pretty ordinary pens.
Yeah, I mean, they work okay.
What do you work with?
They get the job done.
Like Bic?
Yeah. I love a classic Bic pen. The thing about a classic Bic is you just stick it in your pocket and you just have one in all your pockets. And if you lose them, it's no big deal. It's a Bic.
You got to upgrade. Check this out. I'm showing you over webcam. I've got an Itoya Japanese six-color pen. We've got black, red, blue, purple, lighter blue, green. It's like six pens
it's
in
six
one.
Six pens in one. It's funny that you bring this up because I was just listening to another bit about the multi-pen on a different podcast.
Synchronicity. But
that isn't where you were going with this. It was it.
I mean, you know where I got this pen from?
I mean, I don't know any cool pen websites, so you're going to have to tell me.
Okay. Start typing in your navigation bar of your
in
browser.
In my Google?
Mm-hmm. In your Google.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
P.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Mm-hmm.
N.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
S.
Uh-oh. Matthew.
Check it out. No, it's autocomplete. It says right there, Penn Island. That's where I'm... It is actually autocompleting. You should try this at home, listeners. Is it still the same website that it's always been, PennIsland.net?
Yeah, I think so. It is. Finest quality custom pens.
I think they've gotten a bit of a redesign. I don't remember their logo looking so explicitly like
phallic.
A dick.
Well, it's like, I mean...
Like a dick
like
jizzing.
A dick with a jester hat on.
I will say, whoever graphic designed that logo for Penn Island Pens, they really did strike the like exact middle between an island with a palm tree and just an exploding ween.
Wait, so I've never actually known, when I said before that I didn't know any cool pen websites, I lied, because of course we've all been to this website.
When did you first discover Penn Island?
I was at chamber music camp when I learned about it.
Mm.
And is this... This isn't a real pen. Like, you can't actually order pens from here, can you?
I don't know, because I think it would be a real missed opportunity if you couldn't, right? Like,
for sure. But I don't see, like, put it in the cart, go to checkout, anything like that.
That's a good point.
There's just sales at .net.
I mean, you can say PennIsland.net.
Okay. Excuse me. I didn't know if it was, I don't know. Some people might be offended by that.
I swear. Can you look at their frequently asked questions? Maybe that's where you place an order.
Do you ship internationally? But then there's a joke. Okay. A lot of jokes here. So it says, do you ship internationally? Says, absolutely. We have shipped packages to 6 of the 7 continents. If you live in Antarctica, contact us for a special discount.
Like, haha.
Haha, so funny. But then the second question is, can I provide my own wood?
In most cases, we can handle your wood. We do require all shipments to be clean, free of parasites, and pass all standard customs inspections. But see, then, like, all standard customs inspections is, like, actually, like, not a joke. About dicks and stuff?
Right, yeah. Well, you gotta be a little subtle and slide the jokes in with some non-jokes, some serious talk.
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to... All rights reserved, this idea, if it hasn't been done, but a long-form article tracking down and interviewing the creator of PennIsland.net.
Yeah, that needs to be done.
It needs to be done.
You can dibs that.
Yeah, I've dibsed it. There's nowhere you can place orders, but...
Okay, now here we do... I did find a picture of some pens, some actual pens.
From Penn Island.
So...
It doesn't look like a Photoshop. See, the thing is that so many people go to this website that even if they only sold a small number of pens each year, it'd probably be a lot of good money.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think any of these pens are actually quality. I don't think they have six color Japanese pens available, nor do they have specially weighted pen spinning pens, Caitlin.
That's true.
Caitlin, you told me just before we started this episode that you were a real good pen spinner.
I didn't tell you that at all. That is not what I said. That is a serious mischaracterization.
I think you're being a little modest because I can't spin pens for shit, and you said you could do some tricks.
No, what I said was I once could kind of do some tricks. I can't do those tricks anymore.
Don't be modest.
Matt, I'm just going to... Okay, since no one can see me, I'm just going to hope that the sound of what I'm doing carries over.
Okay.
Okay?
You got a pen.
I got a pen in my hand. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here it goes. Oh, there it was.
This is the best Foley work we've ever done. All right, let's get this ball a-rolling. We're going to try to get to... Can you remind me the exact formatting of the Wikipedia page for pen spinning?
I was just there. Hold on, let me look at my history.
We're navigating to.
The page is... It's just called pen spinning.
Okay. No parentheses.
Well, there was a parenthetical, but not in the title of the article, I think.
Not in the URL?
Yeah.
Either? Okay. All right. Let's see if we can do it.
And step one, Charles E. Loiseau, an American politician who served in the New Jersey Senate from 1933 to 1941.
Welp.
Hmm.
This is a bust. I think we should just... Place hop, probably. I don't think politician, which is linked, is going to be great.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Politicians love pens.
Good point. Click on politician.
Just an observation.
All right, step two is politician. We're just moving right along.
Characteristics. Hey, love pens.
Yeah, love pens. And they just don't actually understand the people, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Somebody put a real zinger in here.
Oh, boy. Let me read it out. Other studies show that politicians have simple brains, lacking the complex personalities that other people display. It is cited, but like, who?
Oh, my God. This is a real study.
Yeah, Philip G. Zimbardo is cited on it.
It's a Zimbardo joint.
Yo, it's a Zimbardo joint. You know you're in for some good psychology. What?
Oh, my God. I do like the image. So this is a part of a series on politics, and the sidebar has a nice image, and it's just a picture of what I assume represents a ballot box, which is just a box with a slit in it, and there's a piece of paper descending into the box, and the paper has an X mark on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just the representation of the earliest voting, you know?
Right, that's how you vote. You get one choice, X or...
Not an X.
Not an X. And that's how they knew who you're voting for.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it wasn't a who in that case. It was, do you think we should feed this sacrifice to the tiger pit or no? Mm-hmm. And then it would just be kind of, you know, majority. X for
right.
yes.
Right.
Blank for now. And then that got really confusing when X became no, because some people were still like used to X being
still on the old system. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people who shouldn't have been sent to the tiger pits, if they'd known better, if they'd had a better ballot design, got sent to the tiger pits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the history of voting in a nutshell.
That's where voting comes from.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm all out of jokes for this page now.
Cool. Yeah. Surprisingly, not a very long page.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to say about like the idea of politician, like generally?
That they're real slimy.
Okay. I mean, let's see. Under criticism.
Yep.
Says right here at the top, many critics attack politicians for being out of touch with the public. Is that not
That's
real slimy?
Yeah, they nailed it.
It says right there, incompetent and corrupt. So, yeah. I'm sure you could just, Caitlin, if if you had a respectable Wikipedia name and were comfortable editing pages, just yeah,
throw that parenthetical in there.
You could just throw AKA Slimy in there. Mm-hmm.
But I don't, and so I can't.
Now, I saw that George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were both mentioned and linked out on this page, referring to their apparently good memories, I guess.
Well, it's the memories for people's names and faces.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you think either of them were pen spinners?
maybe W. I see W maybe as a pen spinner, not Clinton.
No, I think if you were to type Penn Island in a URL bar,
mm-hmm.
George W. Bush would read Penn Island and Bill Clinton would read the naughty thing.
Yeah.
This is naughty boy. You know, I could get real topical here because a passage from a certain book from 20 years ago has been making the rounds on Twitter today vis-a-vis the Clintons, but maybe I just won't.
I haven't been on Twitter.
I mean, I could summarize it for you.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. So it's from Hillary Clinton's book from like 20 years ago, and she talks about when Bill was governor of Arkansas and they mm-hmm. lived in the governor's mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it was tradition at the Arkansas governor's mansion to have prison labor on site, sort of like as servants. And Hillary was talking about how uncomfortable this made her, not because of like the whole having indentured servants thing, but because some of them had done crimes. I mean, they were all convicted of crimes, and she didn't want that around the family.
They might steal stuff.
Yeah. And then she was like, she got tips, I guess, from like the previous family. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, the people you want from prison in here, you actually want the ones convicted of murder because they're less likely.
Right,
because
they're not stealers.
Yeah. And that, and Hillary was like, whoa. And there's not a single mention about like, also, I thought it was weird how there was slavery in the 20th century. Not a single mention of
that.
When
did she write this?
Oh, you know, late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, think back to a time when Friends was on the air.
Yeah, and slavery was just sort of passed without comment.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that at the Arkansas governor's mansion?
That's what I've been wondering all fucking day. I haven't looked it up.
Somebody will have cracked this open.
right now, I assure you, whether or not they do still do it, shit is awkward at the Arkansas governor's mansion today.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have searched exactly this on Google today. Do they still use prison labor at the Arkansas governor's mansion? Well, here's a story from 2014.
Oh my Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I shouldn't laugh, but the headline of this story from 2014 is Cabot, as in Cabot Junior High, is a high school, a junior high school in Arkansas. It says Cabot ends prison labor in schools.
And the language in this article, stop scrolling here. It says the Department of Correction Board of Directors voted Monday morning to end a 30-year-old policy that allowed killers to work in schools.
Yeah.
Like, that's the framing of it?
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah, it's the book It Takes a Village, and I guess it's raising, it's the Google Books ranking is rising up this search page. Well.
All right, just going to close that tab. Yeah, so where are we possibly going to go from
politicians,
here?
Politicians, they're so slimy. What if we click on brains? Because brains is linked.
Yeah, and then what?
I mean, you know what a good brain loves?
Pen? No?
Well, two things. The written word. And the pen is mightier than the sword, but also fun games of skill.
That's so true. Brains like love both those things.
Pen spinning.
Yeah, so it'll probably be right there.
It'll probably be right on the brain. Step three. Caitlin, have you ever seen a brain in a jar?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And not a human one. No.
No. Not in person?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen a mummy? I've not seen a brain in a jar.
I have seen a mummy. I've seen, there was an OMSI exhibit with a bunch of mummies.
Mm-hmm. How many mummies?
A bunch. Like, I don't know, 10 plus.
That's a lot of mummies. Jesus.
Yeah, it was a lot. I might be exaggerating. It seemed like it was a fucking lot of mummies.
Mm. I just went to the Brooklyn Museum recently, and I guess they were one of the first museums to just put their mummies out there.
Mm.
Like for people to see instead of, you know, behind closed doors or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's four mummies in a room. It was like, geez, I thought that was a lot of mummies in one place, but I guess not.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen more. I mean, they weren't all in one room, you know.
Mm. Well, if you put too many mummies, how many mummies is enough to put them in a room and then
before a haunting starts?
The haunting, the dark magic starts.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that.
Are you going to see The Mummy with Tom Cruise?
No, I am not. Are you?
I am.
I will tell you, the one condition under which I would see that movie is if the what is it, Sony? What's this, the studio?
Oh, it's Universal.
If Universal fucking wised up and released the version of that movie that we all want to see, which is the one that's all sound effects and no music. All dialogue, no sound effects, no music.
Right. Yeah. I think you mean, though, you want incomplete sound effects.
I just want to hear people going,
yeah, but I don't think those are actually the recordings from that day on set either. That was like half placed in there sound effects.
Sure. But I want to hear the people sounds, just contextless.
Just the messed up people sounds. Yeah. It won't live up to that fucked up trailer at all, but I do have to read all the reviews for it to do a review roundup for my job.
All the reviews?
Well, all the decent, like, respectable reviews.
Let me give you...
on Rotten Tomatoes right now, and
you'll
find...
Let me give you a quick tip for how you can make this a lot easier. Have you ever heard of a website called Metacritic?
Holy shit, Caitlin.
Just saying.
I'm going to hang up the call now. No, I'm not. Of course I'm not. If you go to... Hell, you can go to Metacritic because they'll link out to them too, but you can also go to Rotten Tomatoes. And last I checked, there weren't even any reviews for The Mummy out, and it comes out in 2 days because I think they embargoed them. Yep, no score yet.
Oof, ouch.
I don't think they want...
it's really bad, probably.
The review's out. Yeah, it's going to be real bad.
Man, this is some bullshit.
Oh,
Baywatch is only 20% fresh. I saw that movie. Great film.
Wait, what? You saw Baywatch?
Fuck yeah, I saw Baywatch, dude. It's got The Rock in it.
Did you do Whiskey Action Movie Summer?
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of explains why you had a good time.
We did that, and guess what we ate when we were sitting there in the theater? Those little Cinnabon gooey bites.
You know that they don't have those out here.
That's fucked up. You gotta write a petition to to
Paul Cinnabon.
Sure, yeah. Well, to Paul Cinnabon, yeah. Tell him to expand his distribution.
Mm-hmm. For those who are uninitiated, which is probably like, I don't know, two of you listening.
Yeah.
Whiskey Action Movie Summer is where you pick an action movie, preferably one that's like gonna be all right at best, and then you make it better because you go in there with a flask of whiskey, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. Yeah.
Ideally, you get some Cinnabites.
Yeah, I mean, if they have them, some places are.
So who all did you see Baywatch with, and did everybody love it?
Oh, you know the crew, and we all loved it, yeah.
Okay, but I want you to think back.
Yes.
Was it very good?
Matt, listen, I can report, I'm not gonna put this person, you know, in the public eye, but my friend who was sitting next to me, throughout the movie, maybe 3 or 4 times, kept saying, "This is such a good movie."
Oh, now I need to know who this is, but I want you to save it for later. Yeah. I want you to wait. No, I want my reaction. I want you to type it in our Google chat right now.
Okay. I mean, I don't feel like it's going to be that funny because there's only like three choices, really.
I need the goss. Yeah, I think I know who it's going to be, but maybe I don't.
Did you get my message? Did you get my message?
No, I'm looking at the... I'm looking at the chat on...
No, dude, pop open
the
message thing.
That's not who I thought it was.
Yeah. Well. I will say also that that person... there was sort of a miscommunication where there was a large soda and there were two flasks of whiskey. I had a flask of whiskey and then seats down, there was another one.
You did it serious.
Yeah, we really did it. And the large soda, unbeknownst to us, had already had the first flask emptied into it.
Oh.
And this person kept pouring themselves soda and then adding my whiskey to that, so double whiskey.
Did you hear about one of the times I went and saw The Fate of the Furious?
No.
The fifth best. No.
No, just tell me.
The sixth best Fast and Furious movie. Well, one of the times it was at a theater in Midtown Manhattan, Big Apple, baby. And we didn't know that the seats in this particular theater were going to be like full-on recliners and that the vibe was going to be just incredibly chill. And a friend of ours brought in some Coronas, which was quite nice. But also, I'm just going to say it was Marvy. Marvy brought in some Coronas. And Marvy also brought in a pre-sliced lime. It was like the most packed lunch mom vibe sneaking beer into a theater ever. And I loved it.
You can't drink a Corona without a lime.
You can. It's just a way
it's just a fucking
lesser experience.
It's nothing. Like what this is the thing about Mexican beer. It's fine, right?
Yeah.
That shit is the same. The only thing that like in a blind test, the only way that you can identify it is if you squeeze a lime into there, and and you can squeeze a lime into any kind of beer. This is a little life hack.
Well, what do you think about micheladas? Because it's summertime over here,
Michelada
and I'm getting real into it.
Is a good drink that you can make with any kind of light beer.
I feel like it's better though if it's a Mexican beer.
Well, okay. Here's the other thing. There's like tiers. Obviously, Tecate is the fucking same as a Rainier or a Yuengling or whatever, right?
Okay,
that's the same. Corona maybe is a notch above that. Pacifico, I think, is a notch above Corona.
That's just
my opinion. I know that's a hot take.
All right, subjective, I guess. Yeah, okay, you're allowed your hot take.
Yeah,
Caitlin, I'm not convinced though that Tecate is at the same level as a Rainier, and I love me a good Rainier. But I feel like a Tecate is a step up.
No, it's the same.
On what basis?
It tastes the fucking same. What I'm telling you.
No, it does not. Okay, it does not taste the same.
That's because you always get it with a lime, Matt. If you put a slice of lime into a Rainier, you're going to think it's a Tecate. You're going to be convinced.
Okay, we have to do a blind taste test of this now.
Yeah.
I can't get Rainier out here, though, because no one would.
Okay, well, so you get what is the equivalent of Rainier out there?
I guess it would be, an Narragansett or maybe a Genesee. Is it Genesee a cream ale though? Oh, I don't know.
Is Genesee what?
I don't know if Genesee is just a lager or if it's a cream ale.
Oh.
That would be a different thing entirely.
I've never heard of that one.
I feel like in a cream ale, you'd want like a slice of like tangerine.
Yeah, we're not going to fuck with that. That's different. Do they have Yuengling out there?
Yeah, but Yuengling is like owned by racists.
Oh, okay. So don't buy that.
Yeah, no. Heads up. Yuengling's owned by racists.
Good to know.
We should click on something on the brain page.
Yeah, can I just say, coming to this page was a fucking terrible idea.
What do you think our percentage chance of getting to Penn Spinning are in the next 30 minutes?
You know what? I don't want to say the odds. I don't want to hear the odds. I just want to do our best, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there's some some functions here. The prefrontal cortex, it says, carries out functions that include planning, working memory, motivation, attention, executive control. If we could find, like, motor control, maybe.
Ooh, but here's the thing. Attention.
Yeah.
Now, what is pen spinning helpful for? Getting your fidget out. So it'll help you pay attention.
Oh, my God. This is not going to work, but...
Yeah, it's probably not going to work. You don't have to click it.
Well, not going to work, but I don't know where else we go. I think that, God, I mean.
We could just click on, I see the link to Mind.
No, that's worse.
We could just get way out there.
That's worse.
I think we're kind of out in the weeds here.
Yeah, we're in the boonies.
Do you know what part of the brain is responsible for motor control?
Sure don't.
Yeah, I wasn't paying enough attention.
Back when I took AP Psych, I think I knew. But that's back when I could kind of spin a pen. And, you know.
Yeah, and your brain's lost all that plasticity.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a hard mass now.
Let's click on attention.
Or? We click human.
But that actually, do you think we could get to like human games and like pastimes?
Or we could get to pens, probably.
Why is that?
Because humans invented pens.
Okay, sure. All right, human then. Click human, step four. I'm only human. Of flesh okay. and blood.
Tool.
I'm made. Right yeah, here. I mean, a pen is a tool. Yeah, sure.
Pen's a tool. We'll click tool?
Yeah.
Straight on through.
All right. Step five, tool.
We don't need to know about humans. We are humans.
I did just sing a song by the Human League, but I don't know any songs by Tool, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even one?
Can you sing any Tool songs off the top
of
your head?
Oh, my God, dude. That's pretty much how they all go.
What time signature was that?
It was 5/8 going into 7/8 going into 9/8 going back to 5/8.
Were you a big Tool head?
Yeah, you know I was.
Jesus.
You know I was.
Was this like during Beret era, Caitlin?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean,
like before and after.
Did Tool head Caitlin intersect with big, big Rage Against the Machine, Caitlin?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's all one era.
This is still something that I can't quite wrap my head around, is even trying to imagine what it would have been like to know you as a teen. You were into chamber music.
Yeah.
And horse stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also all this music. And the music, I feel like by the time I learned about your musical tastes, knowing you when we met, was like, okay, cool. Like, some of it you're still into, some of it not so much.
Yeah.
But all of it at once, like...
No, Matt, it's completely cohesive, and this is the unifying factor. It's that all of those bands that I was really into when I wore the beret
mm-hmm.
were all popular, like... 10 years before.
Wait, so are you telling me that your attitude as a teen was like, oh, if only I was 10 years like older, like if I was a teen when
if only I was a Gen Xer.
Yeah, exactly. Were you like, did you have Gen X envy?
I don't know if I definitely like I was into all of that music, and so yeah, I was like, you know,
I remember
I wish it was 1996 in Seattle, maybe, whatever.
I remember I acted real cool when I was like in the sixth grade, because I was like, I've seen Kevin Smith movies. I'm so mature.
Yeah. Real Gen X for that one.
I was the fucking worst.
Did you see Dogma? Did you see how good they made
Monster.
Like, wow. Religion? What a goof.
They talk about dicks and stuff in Clerks and in Mallrats.
Yeah.
And in Chasing Amy. All of them. All the movies.
It's really edgy, mm-hmm. if you think about it.
so edgy.
It's like, we don't have to be like our parents, you know?
If you'd known me as a teen, probably the first thing we would have talked about would have been video games. I'm guessing that would have been our mutual thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I know. I think the first thing we actually talked about though when we met was probably like blanching.
I don't think that was the very first thing, Matt. I think that's just a memory. You know,
an early memory.
I remember from AP Psych is there's different kinds of memories. And there's one that the psychologists, I think, call like a flashbulb memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not recent or super distant, which we tend to remember well. Like, we tend to remember things at the end of a series and things at the beginning of a series.
Right.
But also, like, the important ones. So, like, all the presidents, you can name, like, you know, you go back to, like, Reagan or whatever, easy. You go, like, Washington to, you know, Jefferson, easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you also remember, like, in the middle there, yeah, you got Abraham Lincoln. You got, you know, fucking...
Are you saying that,
those
like...
other presidents.
The blanching incident was, like, the Abraham Lincoln of our friendship?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't the very beginning, but you keep repeating the story of it, and you kept making the joke about blanching so many times.
Right. Do you have any hint of what the very beginning was?
No, I have no memory.
Because
I think at first it was just like, oh yeah, we're roommates.
It might have been like me talking to you about the vinegar smell in my room.
Maybe.
Because I was pretty hung up on that for a while, I remember. Just like
I don't remember
a
you talking about the vinegar smell in particular, but I know you had some gripes with that room and what had been left behind in it.
Yeah. Specifically some very large, very fancy seltzer bottles.
Yeah.
Boy. Good old,
okay, so
good old days back at the old house.
We're on this page. There's a lot of examples of tools on here,
but no pens.
I'm not seeing pens.
But printer is listed.
Okay, so there's a list: cutting and edge tools, moving tools, tools that enact chemical changes. And there's one that says guiding, measuring, and perception tools. Ruler, glasses, set square, sensors, straight edge. I'm not even going to read that one. Don't know what it is. Da 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 da. Goes on. Printer. Perception tools?
What is a theodolite? That's the one you skipped.
I don't know.
I don't know. Pop that tab open on the side.
Pop it open for later.
Now, let's see. Caitlin, I just noticed one of your other tabs that you have open.
Which one? Which one would you like to talk about?
The Mr. Brightside tabs.
Okay, it's not a tab, it's just the cords.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing
just
fine.
Gotta be down, because I want it all. Did you know that song has apparently never gone off the charts in the UK?
Yeah, it's a great fun fact. I love it.
So that's sort of what made me think of that and why I pulled it up.
I'm also thinking about like people like spin knives and stuff, like butterfly knives.
That's true,
are linked on this page.
I'm still
but
skeptical of your notion that spinning
is what will get us to
is what will
spinning.
Get us there.
You're right.
I think we need to get to pen.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Oh, fuck. Writing implements.
Oh.
Here we go.
Right there.
There
all
right. Is.
This is step six. Writing. Ooh, I feel like tingly. I feel like maybe we actually have a stand. Stand a chance
maybe
of getting there.
Might actually make it. Okay, so do we go straight to pens?
Oh, hell yeah. I want to see what the pen article looks like on Wikipedia. All right, this is a step seven pen, and right at the top you have a nice photo of a luxury pen. And an inexpensive ballpoint right underneath. Is that the kind of pen
one.
You get from Walgreens?
Oh, yeah. Okay, history of pens here.
Oh my god,
there
it's
it
actually
is. There it is.
Holy shit, we did it. What? Step
how,
eight,
how many
pen
steps
spinning.
Is that? How many steps is that?
Eight, not bad.
Oh my god.
Wow, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna read a highlight here, some highlights from the
oh my
page.
God, there are GIFs on this page.
Yeah, so what I was saying is that this second GIF is like sort of like what I used to be able to do.
That's pretty impressive.
But I was never good at it, you know?
Well,
I would drop it.
Read your highlight, Caitlin.
Okay. Pen spinning is a form of object manipulation that involves a deft manipulation of writing instrument with one's hands, blah, blah, blah. Often considered a form of self-entertainment, but there's competitions. This is a highlight I wanted to get to. Pen spinning is called pen mawashi, or more rarely and disparagingly, ronin mawashi, parenthesis, rejected student spinning in Japan.
Weird.
And in Japan, they have a pen spinning association.
Is the idea behind that name like only unserious students pen spin?
Yeah. Hmm. Fucking losers that aren't paying attention in calculus class.
Also says here that it's sometimes classified as a form of contact juggling. So
yeah.
Is this just fushigi with a stick, basically? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what it is.
Hmm.
Holy shit. This is a long article.
Wow.
Oh my God.
There's notations
there's a whole diagram of the hand, and each finger has its own, is assigned a number. And then the finger slots are also assigned numbers.
Wait, let me read this highlight. The webbing at the base of the thumb and index finger is called, quote, TF for thumb flap. Ew. I should have known that this would be a fucking detailed page. Like, this intersects with Wikipedia editors so perfectly.
Yeah, it's true.
Advanced tricks. Holy shit.
In addition to the four fundamentals.
Hey, this is an advanced trick. I think you should drill your fundamentals first. Like, I get it, but that just sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The four fundamentals, I'm just going to read the titles.
Okay.
First one, thumb around, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, sonic normal. Third one, charge normal. Fourth one, finger pass normal.
So, I want you to imagine, Caitlin, a Venn diagram, okay?
Okay.
And one circle is people I knew in high school who did pen spinning.
Okay.
And the other circle is people I knew in high school who did, like, serious competitive Pokemon breeding and training and fighting.
Yeah.
What does that Venn diagram look like?
I mean, the Pokemon stuff, like, you need both hands for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say there's zero overlap just based on that.
Sorry, Caitlin, you're 100% wrong. It was complete, full overlap. You know, people can have multiple interests, and there's pen spinning time, and then there's time
Pokemon
enough in the
time.
Day for Pokemon. Yeah.
Remember when you made that joke earlier about specially weighted spinning pens?
Oh, I know it's a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, yeah, no. Some of these people I knew in high school.
Oh, my God. They bought these?
They started with regular pens. Then they
started modifying
their pens to have better weighting, and then they would just buy them.
How did they modify them?
You would put like when you wanted to do like pen spinning, you would like jack up one side of it, like the lighter side of it, with like stick on erasers and stuff.
Oh.
Or like rubber bands.
Can you write with these pens?
With these, like there's a picture of it on the pen spinning page if you're following along at home, of these two crossed mass-produced spinning pens, and I don't think you can. I think they're just sticks.
Yeah, I don't see a pen part on there.
I don't think you can do any writing with these. In which case, is it really pen spinning? Who's to say?
Stick spinning.
It's just basically, it's baton for your fingers, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's like tech deck of baton.
Yes.
We've cracked
that's exactly
case.
What it is.
Wait. Hold on, I just had a brain blast.
Okay.
So this is a form of contact juggling, right? Like fushigi.
Yes.
Okay. But now imagine if you just had like a crystal sphere, you know, about like the diameter of a quarter.
Uh-huh.
And you started doing fushigi tricks.
Like tech deck fushigi.
Just like maybe it's slightly bigger than a marble. And you're just doing it with your fingers.
I'm looking up right now.
Well, see, I think that's okay. Just a regular size ball that you found on this. That's a hand with just like five Fushigi balls.
No, those are. I mean, you buy slightly smaller ones, but we're thinking of like marble size.
I want to see like someone like doing the wave with their arms, and they've just got like a dozen marbles flowing across their arms from one side to the other. Or like, yeah, like a finger roll. You're thinking two steps ahead of me with these Google search queries.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think it's a thing.
Wait, hold on. Scroll down the page a little bit. I want you to click on Juggle Dream Mini Uglies Juggling Balls.
Mini Uglies?
From Oddballs Jugglings.
These are beanbags.
Fuck beanbag juggling. Ugh. Jesus.
Yeah, this is for nerds. I don't think it's a thing. I think you've invented a new concept.
Dibs on that. Dibs on the Penn Island article. Those two things will certainly increase my clout score. Now, here's my... Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry. Before I get into my next part, I guess we should check in on the theodolite.
Yeah. Hmm. It's an angle measurer. I don't know what else to call it. It's like a telescope thing, and you look through it, and then you point it at different stuff, and you can measure the angles between the different things.
Well, I guess that's cool.
It's like a surveying tool.
All right. Well, you learn something every day. All right. Now here's what I wanted to say on the subject of juggling.
Okay.
Because we're not blessed with enough time to do a second run. But I feel like we can't just end on decorative, professional pen spinning pens. Do you remember when the jugglers would take over campus?
Yes, I do.
I was not prepared for that the first time. And I just like left my dorm room one day. And then there were like dudes in utilikilts and top hats just kind of like throwing shit up in the air and making fart jokes, and I was very disturbed. Did you know they were coming the first time?
No, but I have to say I didn't find them as intrusive as you did. It was just like, oh, there's some jugglers, okay.
I had a couple times throughout my time at Reed some bad run-ins with the jugglers. And one time, I don't know if you ever tried this yourself, but like their whole like juggling show that they would do in the big auditorium, like students were allowed to just like sit in and watch.
I never did that.
One of the acts, in fact, I think the only act I saw, because I left after they were done, because I was like, I was trying to exude the aura of like, if anyone was looking at me leaving early, I'd be like, I clearly have somewhere to go. I'm a busy student, but I just needed to get out. It was a parody of Puppetry of the Penis.
Oh.
But juggling.
Oh.
And there was no actual genitalia, but there was just like some floppy things they were juggling, and they were making lots of wiener jokes.
Oh, Matthew.
But like the kind of wiener jokes a gross uncle would make.
Like
someone who listens to a lot of Howard Stern. Wiener jokes.
Ow.
Not high quality wiener jokes like Penn Island.
You've ruined it.
The juggling?
You ruined it, Matt. Ow.
Did you think it was cool when they would show up?
No. I don't know what you just sort of ruined my whole thing there for a minute.
Sorry. I mean, it was a flashbulb memory, you know?
Yeah. I understand. So what was it? Sorry, was there a suggestion in there somewhere?
What do you mean?
Were you just telling that story to fill time?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to end on a different note.
On a really gross and bad note.
Well, okay. Let me go back through the 8 steps we took. Okay. And maybe you'll think of a nicer thing to end the episode on.
Okay.
All right. We had our boy Charles. Lizzo.
Yeah.
We had politicians. Slimy. Am I right?
Love them. Yeah, so slimy.
The brain.
Uh-huh.
Human.
Yeah.
Tool.
Great band.
Now, is this the hill you're going to die on?
I didn't mean that. It's just, I did think of the band first when you said the word Tool, but I don't think they're a great band.
Okay.
Just so we're all clear. Just so we're all on the same page.
All clear here. All right. Writing implements.
Mm-hmm.
And then pen spinning.
Sorry, nothing comes to mind there.
I did want to ask you what other kind of memories you remembered from AP Psych, like specific like types of memory.
Well, types of memory?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Short-term working memory.
I think you're going to leave one out, like a real important type.
Long-term.
I mean,
yeah, that's all I got.
You haven't named it. It's the secret type of memory.
Which one is that?
The incepted memory.
Oh, yeah. They don't, not all schools will teach that though.
Not all schools that's will teach you about inception.
A little controversial in some states.
Now, do you think Inception would have been a cooler movie, Caitlin?
Uh-huh.
If one of the characters as their totem had a specially weighted
pen. You know, I don't. I don't think that.
Now, why is that? You sound a little judgy. What would your totem be, Caitlin?
What would my totem be?
And I'm not asking you so I can then trick you.
I used to have an answer for this.
Really? You did?
I did.
Hmm. If Inception was made today, there would absolutely be like one person would have like...
One person has a fucking goddamn fidget spinner as their totem.
And then like one guy would have like...
One guy has a vape pen.
A vape pen. Another guy just has like...
Which is a spinnable implement, so...
Another guy has like a smartphone and someone's like, that can't possibly be your totem. And he's like, nah, I've got a specially weighted smartphone in the real world. It's got that HD rumble, like a Switch.
I think that my totem would be... I don't know if they still make these this way, but all Volkswagen... car keys for a while. It's a combined keyless entry and you know, actual key.
Is it the flip out key?
It folds up. And I have it right here. Let me just do this for you.
I can't see you, but I think I remember your key.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it when I did that?
Yeah, it makes like a satisfying flick.
It makes a really satisfying click, and it's got a very specific heft to it.
So that would be your totem would just be your car keys?
Be my totem, yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you're going to keep that close at hand anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like, isn't the trick to, if Inception is real, like you have your pen spinning totem, right? Mm-hmm. But then shouldn't you have like a backup secret totem that is like double secret?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably smart. I don't actually remember why this shit has to be secret. What is the reasoning behind that?
Because that way you'll know if you're in a dream constructed by somebody else, because like they would have to get their hands on the thing to know exactly how it feels. Like they could know that you have it, but they wouldn't be able to replicate the exact feel of it.
Right, because they're imagining the dream.
Yeah, or something like that. And then it also like the top, like it just never stops spinning in a dream, which doesn't seem like the same argument. Maybe I'm remembering wrong.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it seems like somebody else could design a dream where the top falls over. Unless nobody knows what his totem is.
Did I see Inception? Or did someone incept it in my brain?
God, you know, we don't know. This has been an agonizing final 10 minutes of our podcast. Can you get to that?
I feel like the stuff where we talked about a really old movie was great. I think you're right that the penis juggling was bad.
I have been your co-host, Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at BestKabest. It's BESTKABEST. You can find the show on Twitter at Get to That, which is spelled how it sounds.
On iTunes, you should leave us a rating and review. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can also listen to the show I make with Ashley Brandt called Twin Peaks Peaks, because there's new episodes of that television show.
Oh, yeah. It's a hot topic right now.
Every week. Do you think Agent Dale Cooper would spin pen?
Do Cooper pen spin?
Do he spin the pen?
I don't know. Find out next week on our podcast. Can you get to that?
Wait, that's not how we end this. What are you doing?
That's not how this show does. I'm just trying something new. Hey, damn good coffee, am I right?
Caitlin, I have something to say to you.
Go ahead.
When I said that there weren't dicks in the juggling show, maybe I was lying.
You lied, there were dicks.
No, that's not what I have to say. It's, what if technology bad, though?
Do you think that somebody could use their own penis as a totem?